What is our clothing? This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing, the University of Philosophy, here in Campo, California, with the Absolute Philosopher. What is our clothing? Clothing is something that has come into the attention of human beings forever, as long as we've had bodies. In the beginning, we had perhaps more hair on our body, which offered us a modicum of protection from the weather. But truly, the hair did not offer us any protection from the cold or the warm. It just was there. And as mankind developed, he did not develop hair all over his body. So some people have a lot of hair on their body, but they're the exception rather than the norm. And hair is on the body is okay too. However, what is clothing? Clothing is something that we have that we cover ourselves with because we think that we need to be warm, or we need to be cool, or we need to be looking attractive, or we need to protect our body from irritating it while we are working, doing something that might scratch us or hurt us. Our greatest clothing is the biggest organ in our entire body, and that's the organ of our skin. Our skin is the clothing that we wear all the time. It's our birthday suit, as we have called it. And as our birthday suit, we have it from the beginning to the end of utilizing this physical body. Why is it then that our clothing, our skin, is given so little attention by us? We take it as just a matter of fact, a matter of form, a matter of being, and we haven't illuminated our awareness of our clothing. Now, we teach the massage, the energy massage. Oh, yes. We teach the energy massage where our body is pure energy. And that is true. And as we take our hand and move it a fraction of an inch above the surface of our body, not touching it necessarily, but moving to share the energy between our hands and our body so that we can give directed input to our body, we find wonderful things happening. As we give the energy massage in its totality, it takes a few minutes, we gently move our hands over our entire body and say, "I like me, I like me, I like me, I like me." Telling our body, telling every cell in our skin, in the largest organ of our body, that we like it. And also telling our physical body underneath that skin that we like it too. And as we say, "I like it," then the skin begins to glow and glisten and shine. The skin begins to tickle with the energy of being liked. Truly, the skin says, "Oh, I thought you were sort of careless about me, not having much interest in me, because you very seldom have anything to do with me. You take a bath, maybe you scrub me off or something, but normally you have nothing to do with me as your body, as your skin." And now, as you take your hands and gently massage me, and you say, "I like me, I like you, I like me," then, hey, I feel like I'm back in the saddle again. I'm back doing wonderful things. I'm appreciated. I'm appreciated. And the more we do this, the more our skin is appreciated. Well, I often ask, what's the skin next to the middle of your spine and the center going top and bottom and sideways? What's it doing right now? What condition is it in? And you say, "Well, I don't even know I have skin there, you know. I don't even know I have cells here and there. I'm unaware of these cells." Well, these cells are much like a shepherd's flock of sheep. Each one needs to have loving attention. Now the shepherd doesn't go out and give loving attention to each one of his sheep, but the shepherd herds all of the sheep harmoniously to the pastures where they get the best food. He herds them into ways where they will be in a flock and not be hurt by marauding animals. He herds them, he cares for them, he takes care of them and watches over them to make sure that everything is in divine order for them. Now that's kind of nice, isn't it? You and I, our minds, are the shepherd of our body, are the shepherds of every cell in our body, every cell on our skin. And we could just take the skin itself, because the skin is our greatest clothing. Our skin is the most beautiful clothing we could ever have. It so perfectly, like a glove, slides over each cell of our body. It slides over all of the organs and all of the actions and all the functions of our body and encompasses them in a beautiful house. Our skin really is like a house for our body, for everything that goes on within, for all the lungs and the digestion and all of the things that we have inside us, our blood system and everything. Beautiful. And the skin needs to have a little attention now and then. And that attention is to tell the skin, I love you. The skin will respond in any way we like. The skin is tough. The skin is vibrant. It is elastic. It'll do anything we want. And when we tell the skin, be warm, we have the biofeedback program where we put the biofeedback on our fingertips and so forth. And then we tell our fingertips, be warm, be warm, be warm, be warm, fingertips. And the biofeedback instrument records that our fingertips now are warm. They are warm because we tell them to be warm. And we can say our body is a beautiful fur coat, if you want. It's a beautiful garment that keeps us warm or that lets us be cool. When it is very hot, our body exudes heat. When it is very cold, our body retains the heat and keeps us wonderfully warm. Now, when you put clothing over your body, it merely is that your body does not radiate the heat away from your body, but it heats, it's into this clothing and then comes back into your body again. Well, now we can tell our body that we would like it to maintain a temperature inside the body that is harmonious for us. We know what that is. And this temperature is maintained because the outer shell, our skin, keeps all the heat where we want it to be. Because our body is a great heat generator. Now you look at these animals, and there are some animals that have very thin coats of hair and some that have very thick coats of hair. It all is depending upon their breed and their personality, you might say. And they have this and they enjoy it. Now, my dog Rex has a very thick coat of hair. And he likes to go out and lay on the wet pavement and be cool and be relaxed. He likes to sleep outdoors at night because it gives him the opportunity to conduct his heating system in a perfect way. He comes in the house and he sleeps on the floor for a couple hours. Then he goes outside on the pavement and sleeps. Then he comes in and goes out. Now, you say there's a reason for that. Yeah. He's an independent dog doing what he wants to do, and he is comfortable here or comfortable there, and he is free to go and be comfortable where he wants to be. Well, now we are in our skin, and we can be comfortable in our skin. We can enjoy our skin to the maximum. We can be like the Terra del Fuego Indians on the southern tip of South America. Year-round they live naked, and year-round they go swimming in the ocean. Year-round they go fishing in the ocean with their spears and bring fish out of the ice-cold waters of the Antarctic. It is amazing what they do. And they wear a fur coat occasionally that has pockets in it so that they can carry things. They don't wear it to keep warm. When they're sitting on the beach, they just sit there as though it's a beautiful summer afternoon, and they're cozy warm because they have trained themselves that their skin keeps the heat in that their body has and keeps the cold out, if you want to say that. But it keeps the heat in, and they are always conditionally perfectly warm. Now, it wouldn't be wonderful if we were able to train ourselves to be like that. So no matter what clothing we wore, we would be comfortable. We could wear something light in the wintertime, and we'd be comfortable. We could wear something heavy in the summertime, and we'd be comfortable. Look at the Arabs. They wear many, many garments, and these garments, they have no closets in their houses, basically, and so they wear all their clothing on their back. And they're in the hot sun. The sun is in the hundreds, and they're just tremendously warm, but they're not. They have learned to condition their body and to be cool underneath all of these garments. Not necessarily cool, but to be comfortable. To be comfortable. And you see, that's a big difference between being cold and warm. Being comfortable. Your skin, my skin, our skin, is designed to do whatever we wish it to do. Truly, it's our mind, it's our thought that does it, but our skin is the objective observer of what we are doing with our thought. Kind of a wonderful thing to be thinking about, isn't it? It's kind of a wonderful thing to be participating in. Yes, what is our clothing? Our true clothing is our skin. And yet, going further back, our true clothing is our mind. Whatever thoughts we have in our mind, that is what our true clothing is. And if we think comfortable, then so we are. If we think happy, so we are. If we think refreshed, so we are. If we think in the broader spectrum of our body that we are hungry, so we are. If we think we are full, so we are. If we think we are thirsty, so we are. If we think we are not thirsty or refreshed, so we are, and on and on. When you deal with the absolute philosopher, you deal with some pretty interesting things. And these things are not just the concoctions of the absolute philosopher's mind, which could very well be, but they are the concoctions of the scientific community researching in many of these areas. So think about that. You're not alone. Everyone has skin. And some people's skin maintains their comfort zone. Other people's skin has to have clothing, additional clothing, put on the outside of it to continue the comfort zone. What do you want to do? It's kind of fun to think about it. So let your mind run in these beautiful patterns and see what glorious things it can come up with now. I love you. I love you. I love you.